The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Wednesday Hump Day, happy hour. Oh, yeah, my birthday as well. Just been self-indulgent enough for the show so far. I figure I don't need to keep bringing it up. We'll save all that adoration for you on Friday.
Happy birthday, Kroot, you old bastard.
Friday is your birthday. You are also becoming an old bastard each and every day. Although
still you're
an old
you.
Bastard since like college, dude.
I am an old soul. Yes, I'm an old soul.
Yes, that's what you are. An old bastard. No, old soul. Dom, in this happiest of happy hours, we encourage the audience to join 844-967-2789. And I would like to say, I'm a little concerned about the trajectory of the election. You know, we make fun of the betting odds. Donald Trump, 2-1 favorite, or not quite that, but I mean, what, a 66% probability, according to The Economist, that Donald Trump's going to win election. That is crazy to me. And if anything, the enthusiasm of the crowds, the Trump supportive, the mega cult loving, they're more supportive now that he's been convicted. And I know you can say, Dom, well, you know, you can only vote once. You can vote harder this time. But what I would say, Trump's appeal has always been to low information voters, low proclivity voters, those that tend not to vote each and every time. That was his secret weapon. He brought people into the tent that never used to vote. And really, I think here in the state of Wisconsin, we saw it. It preceded with the Scott Walker recall. And when you look at the voting dynamics in 2012, summer of 2012, right about now, saw Scott Walker bragging about it the other day on Twitter. You know, I won the recall and Wisconsin is still saving money from my reforms, $31 billion in counting, something like that. Well, the recall election brought people out of the woodwork, and I mean that literally, up in the north woods of the state of Wisconsin, that were not typical voters. And Donald Trump captured that same crew, at least here in the state of Wisconsin, in 2016, where he won the state, remember, over Hillary Clinton, despite the fact that she was up, what, 6-7 in the polls? Now, here we are 8 years later, and I realize Joe Biden beat Trump in this state. Joe Biden beat Trump by, what, 12,000 in Arizona? 11,780 votes down in Georgia? I mean, we know because Trump was fighting for every single vote, right?
Wasn't just fighting for them. He was trying to influence the election and fraudulently convince other Republicans in charge of elections in Georgia to find, quote-unquote, find him votes that were not there. Yes, and he's being charged for that crime, but please continue.
Well, I'm not sure that they'll make it to court. I'm not sure. I talked to a friend, well, my DNA daddy, Dom. He called me this morning to wish me happy birthday, and he lives down in Tennessee. And he claims this time around he couldn't vote for Trump, but I have my suspicions. I have my suspicions. And I would say, I've been to Des Moines, Iowa. I went to Des Moines about 2-3 summers ago, Dom, late in the summer. It was football season already. There was an Iowa game going on in Iowa City, which is just down the road from Des Moines. And Donald Trump had a Saturday night rally in Des Moines, Iowa, and he was counter-programming the football game. Going head-to-head with Iowa football. And, you know, if you deep-fry it, Dom, they will come, because they came marching in to Des Moines that night, 25 to 40,000, depending on the estimate. It was a huge crowd. And we've seen big crowds like that. We've seen Bernie Sanders' crowd in Washington Square Park in New York City at NYU. But that crowd in Des Moines, I know you weren't there with me, Don, but trust me, it was a big freaking crowd and everyone eating something deep fried on a stick. But anyways, that aside, that was the night where I saw the F Joe Biden sentiment, the let's go Brandon sentiment for the very first time. I could not understand how these MAGA hated this Joe Biden so terribly. I mean, it was still relatively early in his term. He hadn't really gotten a hell of a lot accomplished other than trying to prop up the American consumer with a little money in their accounts, which I thought most people cashed and spent.
Yes,
but anyways,
they did.
There was real vitriol for Joe Biden at that rally in Iowa. And I didn't know where it came from. But they were fired up, Dom, off year. I mean, Trump's out there rallying in like a midterm year for no apparent reason. But they were fired up to see him. And we've seen Trump at smaller venues. I will go see Trump next Tuesday, June 18th. He's coming to Racine. I'll be there, Dom, and I'm curious to take the temperature of the electorate in southeastern Wisconsin again. Because I am very concerned that these MAGA, it doesn't matter what they believe, they're mad as hell, and they can't wait to go vote for Donald Trump. And why they have such animus for Joe Biden, I'll never understand, but they hate this guy. As much as we, or many of us, or at least some listening to my voice, would hate Donald Trump, and we think we've got good reason, and they have no good reason. Doesn't matter. That's the way they feel. But I would say the conviction of Donald Trump, I never thought I would say this, Don, but it has me very concerned. Not that swing voters and, you know, last-minute independents, you would hope that they have a clue, some reasonableness, and they're going to say, I'm not going to get with the 34-time convicted felon. But maybe they will, Dom. Maybe they will.
Let me ask you. Polls
right now seemingly indicate they will.
What? Midterms of what, 2018 did not go well for Republicans. Trump lost 2020. The midterms of 22 was supposed to be a red wave, didn't materialize. You got the Dobbs decision still out there. You got the conservative U.S. Supreme Court, you know, seemingly fixing the game, whatever the case may be there. That's not great news for conservatives. The economy is good, better than it was certainly during the pandemic when Trump was in charge.
That's not the perception, but please continue.
Okay, but look at the trend. That's what I'm telling you. From 2016 to now, what are the Republicans hanging their hat on? What victory? What trend line do you think the Republicans have that would suggest that, yep, this is our time now? This is our time now. And I get it, man. I mean, I see the polls. They concern me as well.
They're like, running.
Polls don't vote, right? People vote. And we got 6 months between now and then. And that's a long time. And you're right. You know, early voting will start before you know it. And we'll see how it all pans out when Donald Trump, gets his sentencing. When he comes to Milwaukee, my backyard here in Milwaukee, and does the RNC. What kind of crap show that's going to look like? How he performs on the debate? What other cases? The Supreme Court is going to come down, presumably, within the next couple of weeks. Does Donald Trump have absolute immunity? Hells to the no, he does not. Well, does that mean that we can start this D.C. trial?
Are you sure?
Does that jump up? Well, okay, then. That certainly gives Joe Biden a whole lot of leeway to do what he needs to do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not clear. I understand the polls. I understand these studies and all these things. But what successes can you point to that the conservatives have had, overturning Roe v. Wade, okay, if you think that's a success, but electorally that has not bode well for you. What successes can you point to that the Republicans can rally around, other than Donald Trump is our hero emperor and we're out for grievances and the destruction of this country, and we want a strong man who can do it. I mean, that's the attitude. What's the platform? What are they running on, man?
Let me ask you, what was Joe Biden's platform? Joe Biden's platform was...
What successes can the Republicans run on, in your opinion?
I don't think it's about that. So it's not that I'm being dismissive of your question, but that's not how Republican voters or the vast majority of voters make their determination in the booth, I would say. And I got to ask you, Dom, I mean, as we turn to June, right? And we got a presidential debate in a couple of weeks. Maybe something like that could change the dynamic of the race. But by the 4th of July, here in the United States of America, knowing these two candidates, what's going to change? What's going to change about the trajectory of the polling, of the temperament of the electorate? The only thing that Donald Trump has to run against is nostalgia for cheaper prices. Well, it was cheaper when he was the president, right? Joe Biden's been bad. And the messaging of the Biden campaign, I got to tell you, Dom, has been thin gruel, because they haven't convinced the American people of the facts of the actual economy. The actual economy is strong, but they have not done a good job of getting that message out there. So,
if but you said that doesn't
the
matter.
Average. Oh, the economy absolutely matters. The economy absolutely matters. And people's perception is the economy was better under Trump. The problem is Joe Biden's a terrible candidate. Nice guy, bad candidate. Never was a great candidate. The greatest rationale to vote for Joe Biden, and I'm going to vote for him again, so don't mishear me, but the greatest rationale to vote for Joe Biden is he's not Donald Trump. But guess what? They're just as motivated by that. And now Biden's got a track record. Biden's got, you know, video of him locking up, not dancing to the brick house at the Juneteenth party. You know, they got all this stuff to crap on the guy, and yes, they'll make it up, right? We know Republicans are not afraid to.
Man, that's not exclusive. That is not exclusive to one side, man. And again, okay, the economy, what the stock market, inflation, you know, I mean, listen, there's a lot of time between then and now. And I think, you know, you're going to have people that are going to start paying attention, and these things will matter. The debate will matter. The RNC will matter. The DNC will matter. The charges in D.C., that trial will matter. And your calls matter. Come back with us, 844-967-2789. You get to rant next.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the greatest radio show ever. It's true. The announcer says it. And you can join us at 844-967-2789. We got some callers. They have been patient. Let's get to it. Jack from the Mac, you will be first this segment. Welcome, Jack. What are your thoughts?
Well, hey, Jack. First of all, thanks for getting me on. I'm burning data like crazy here because I'm sitting up in the Black Hills in South Dakota listening to you on the Civic Media app, which is
nice.
A great app, let me tell you.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I called in earlier because I thought I heard somebody was whining about billions of dollars being spent on electric vehicles or charging stations or something. And these people that are so against electric vehicles need to understand a couple of fiscal facts. First thing is that's part of our defense against climate change, and we need to implement those as fast as possible. According to NASA, the damage alone from climate change is now somewhere approaching $3 trillion. From storms and weather events. Secondly, we're giving away, what did he say, it was $7.5 billion, something like that. We're giving away tens of billions to the fossil fuel companies in this little thing called the depletion allowance, which basically for every gallon of gas there of oil they take out of the ground allows them to deduct
yep.
that amount of money. And it's like, what?
Don't even get me started on depletion, Jack.
But the bottom line to all this is there is a bottom line. You put even half of that depletion allowance money into promoting EVs and charging stations, and I'm going to tell you, we're going to see some serious differences. But, of course, that's not going to happen politically because we got too many of our politicians on the take.
Mike, let me interrupt you for a second, Jack. The problem, as Mike from Muskego pointed out, there's $7.5 billion allocated, and there's like seven of them built. And it's the same problem I think that Barack Obama suffered from, you know, when he claimed we got shovel-ready jobs. There's a lot of good stuff coming down the pike from the Democratic Party. I hope some of it has impact on the economy between June and November, preferably November 5th, somewhere in there. It's got to help the economy. I mean, actually, technically, our economy is roaring. But people have to see the wisdom and the clarity and the investment in things like charging stations. But I know you had another thought, Jack. I don't want to monopolize the time.
Thank you. It's your birthday. I mean, you should be able to do what you want to.
Don't tell him that.
Okay.
I treat every day like it's my birthday, Jack.
Okay. The other thing I want to say is the reason that everybody hates, well, not everybody, but the Trumpets hate Joe Biden is that Biden has been, Trump has, and virtually all Republicans for 3.5 years now have been screaming, the economy is terrible. Somebody's coming to take your job. The border's open. Watch those guys. They're going to come in and they'll rape your wife and they'll steal your job. And it just goes on and on. They're just generating all this hatred, anger, and fear in their acolytes. And, of course, the acolytes are going to – they're going to say, oh, anything that Biden does is terrible because Trump's going to protect us from this, which, of course, he never did while he was in office. But let's not even go there.
Let's not go there, Jack.
Let's
appreciate
not go
it.
There.
Good points. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, you're next. Welcome, Dick. What are your thoughts?
Well, hey, Dick. Could it be, too – I totally agree with your last caller, totally, on everything you said – but could it be, too, that this is a lot of this is media-driven, I think. They just jump on everything. And could there be, like in the late 60s in my day, a silent majority of people that are just going to go out and turn all of this mega stuff back that aren't getting all wound up on our side? They're just going to go out and do it like we've been doing it, like Don brought up, for the midterms, for the stuff on Roe v. Wade. I mean, you know, and just exactly when it's this nostalgia tour, when Trump talks about 2020, okay, let's take us back to 2020. Did you like wiping your butt with coffee filters and seeing refrigerator trucks piled up behind hospitals? I mean, he so mismanaged COVID, it's unbelievable. Put it out there, Democrats. Put it out there. You know, it's just amazing to me that this is even a contest, and I don't quite understand it either, but I think a lot of it is media-driven. You look at these national newspapers, all they do is glom on to negative stuff about Biden, and then they overcover Trump. Everything he does, every move he makes. I mean,
hang on. Come on, Dick. We kind of resemble that remark. Appreciate it, man. 844-967-2789. Go ahead, Curdy.
Dom, you shared with me an article about James Carville, famously from the Clinton administration, and some of the advice Carville is offering the Biden campaign team. Go on the attack, stupid. Carville's advice to the Biden campaign, take the attack to the next level. Don't argue with them. Just flood the zone, and you've got to be more direct. Specifically, he would drive home the message that the Republican Party is getting ready to take your birth control away. Carville was the only National Democrat who went to Kansas in 2022. It was pointed out by the commentator when the state had a constitutional amendment on abortion on the ballot. That measure, which would have allowed the state to restrict or even ban the procedure, lost 60% to 40%, as Carville explained. What Kansas did at some level is show that we had some power behind this issue. We haven't lost an election since Dobbs, the Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. No, we have not. And I said we would not lose a statewide election in the state of Wisconsin as long as this issue is on the ballot. And I think it is each and every election. But I'm just telling you, Dick, and others that can hear my voice, their team's fired up. Their team's wearing the jerseys and drinking the Kool-Aid. They're all fired up. They're doing beer bongs. They're crazy for this guy. And our team, the silent majority, I don't know if you remember, Dick, but the silent majority was the Republican team back in the 70s. It wasn't our team. I'm a little nervous. I like our team to get fired up, get up off the bench, and start kicking some ass and taking names like the Devil's Advocates do.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday edition, June 12th, my favorite day of the year. Me and H.W. Bush share a birthday, and the next important date on the calendar, well, tomorrow Trump's coming to D.C. to meet with the Republican leaders, air quotes, and then Dom and Trump share a birthday on Friday, June 14th. A sad day for the nation. Your birthday is, Dom.
Come on, it's Flag Day. It's a glorious day for this nation as we celebrate the American flag. And I do not fly it upside down.
I did see a upside down American flag on the back of a truck today, and I told you, I'm not clear what the motive was, but here's the exciting news. I filled up today for under $3 a gallon. That was very exciting news, at least in my checkbook. And there is a headline. We're going immediately to the phone, so be patient just a minute longer. But I want to set the next topic. I perceive the good news that could help change the trajectory. Retailers are finally cutting prices. Five takeaways from the latest markdowns by Walmart, McDonald's, Best Buy, and others. Dom, some of these price cuts are pretty steep. And I've been arguing with my son, and my son, he likes to stick it to me. He says, you know, Joe Biden's economy, he's 17. He's a smart ass, going to be a business major. But he always, you know, throws in that Joe Biden's economy. I said, you know, Joe Biden has no effect over gas prices, no effect over the prices in the stores. This is greedflation. These are massive profits driving these price increases. And then they're blaming it on Joe Biden. What a win-win for the corporations. But anyways, we'll get back to this. Let's get to the phones, Dom. You pick them as you see fit.
All right, 844-967-2789. Lots of friends on the line. Let's get to them. Chris from Sun Prairie. Welcome, Chris. What do you got for us?
Hi. Hey, Chris. Well, just really calling to say happy birthday to Mike.
Oh, thank you.
For the birthday month. Yeah, and just on the other things that you were talking about, I have to say, I was riding up north to take my grandson up to a camp, and all the way up, all I saw all the way up was road construction. As far as I could see, they were taking this little highway and turning into like a four-lane highway. And I had been up that way before, and boy, it was a lot better driving up there this time around than it was before. So I don't know how people are going to ignore what the president has done with the Build Back Better, but I've seen it everywhere. I mean, everywhere I go, I see road construction. I see things being done. So I think people would really have to
Chris, do you think consumers and travelers draw a connection? Hey, Joe Biden put those orange barrels in the road, and that's, you know, expenditure, and those are jobs, well-paying jobs being created. Do you think people even make that connection? I don't think they do, Chris.
No, I think Biden should have done something Trump would have done. He should have put his name on every single one of them, or Build Back Better. It should have said,
there you go.
By Build Back Better on every single one of them, and they should be pointing to them. And that's what they should be doing. I really think that the campaign should be putting out better messaging. I mean, when you talk about the candidate, like you say, there are a lot of things that the president can talk about that he has done. And I just think that the campaign needs to get these issues and what's important to the people out there. I think that you're really onto something with birth control. Everybody wants birth control. I don't know too many people that don't. Fathers of daughters want their daughters to have birth control. You know, I mean, people want their children to have choices and options in their life. They don't want people to have these terrible decisions of you know, whether or not they're going to die to have a child. I really think birth control is a huge issue, and it should be out there. I'm not seeing a lot of that. I think we need a lot of issue ads, and I think that that's how we really should go after a lot of things, is on every single issue. We are losing our democracy. This should be easy. This should not be hard.
Chris, appreciate your call. Thank you for the kind words. We actually had a fine guest the other day, a OBGYN who happens to be a congressional candidate in the 8th CD. Her name, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And Kristen sent me a little heads up, Dom. Apparently, her appearance on the greatest radio show ever has elicited the scrutiny of PolitiFact. And PolitiFact is questioning her statement when she is challenging Ron Johnson, said basically Ron's taking your birth control. Ron doesn't want you to have birth control. I paraphrase, but we'll look for their mostly true or absolutely freaking true.
Totally
we'll
true.
We'll see.
844-967.
I'm perusing now.
2789. Let's get to it. We will peruse our fair audience. Thank you for hanging out with us, joining the political party. It's a whole lot more enjoyable when you are a part of it. Otherwise, just me and Crudy yelling at each other. Joe from Madison, you are next. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I just wanted to counter what our guy must. Hey, happy birthday, buddy. Enjoy the day hugely. I would counter what our guy from Muscadet said about Slow Joe. Dementia Don. Here we go. Dementia Don. Just listen to that shark attack stuff that he had.
Yeah,
that will show
yeah,
you the man's not fully in control of his resources. I would agree with Chris that there is a huge amount going on in state, and part of that is the infrastructure bill. It dropped nearly $7 billion into our state and includes those projects like that Microsoft data center that's taking the place of that god-awful Foxconn nightmare that was Mr. Trump's big deal, the eighth wonder of the world. Well, the eighth wonder of the world just stunk up the place, and it required Joe Biden and people getting together to get this Microsoft data center in, which is going to be huge for our state. I would also say that your comment, Crudy, when you say when Dom had a stats, and the stats are stunning in terms of unemployment going on for, you know, below 4% for 27 months straight, and stock market is high, crime is down. The FBI just had numbers on crime, like murder rates dropping by 26% in this last year. Huge. But your comment, Crudy, was very important. You said the people don't have that perception. And I think that's what needs to be looked at, is why people can't see that, why people – and Chris's idea to say make it Biden's Build Back Better is, it's just a very good way to say it, because everybody can see there's all sorts of construction going on in the state. You're dropping nearly $7 billion in projects. There are going to be construction projects. So, and I would also say that what's coming down the pike with losing birth control, that's just a very small part of what that Project 2025 has in store. And holy moly, we will be in a different country if Trump is elected and that goes through. Thanks, you guys. Happy birthday.
Thank you,
Joe. Yes.
I think I guess, you know, maybe I'm being a little harsh when I say Joe Biden's a terrible candidate, but they're running a terrible campaign. They're not even getting the facts about the truth about the economy out. They should be running on this economy, right? And the perception of the greater electorate when polled is that this is the highest unemployment rate in 40 years. It's just the opposite, right? We had 277,000 jobs created the other day. And we're walking this fine line of a superheated, perhaps the best economy in the world, But you ask the American consumer, and they're going to tell you stuff costs too much. And other than, you know, one or two speeches, and no doubt, it starts with the speech. But Joe's got lots of friends, man. There are lots of surrogates that could be out there on the stump. If Joe can't make this effective connection with the American people, then his surrogates need to. And what I would say, Dom, one last thought, and then back to the phones, 844-967-2789. Smart people that are well-informed care about facts. And, Dom, you and I have both been shaped our opinions by facts. But I would say most people aren't affected by facts. In an argument, you throw facts in their face, they throw them back at you because they don't listen to the facts. So if you want to change someone's mind in a real way, and I'm saying this for the sake of the audience, communication theory shows, tell a good story. Sit down, have a conversation, tell a story. But simply throwing facts back in the face of a MAGA is not going to change their mind. Better to pull out the financial pages and look at the profits of BP or a grocery store or Walmart Corporation and say, man, they've tripled their profits. Did Joe Biden do that? Just asking. 844-967-2789.
Let's keep going on the lines. Kathy from Madison, you will be next. Welcome, Kathy. What are your thoughts?
Well, hi, guys.
Hey, Kathy.
I'm a longtime fan, listener. Crudy, I wonder what radio... I initially just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday, and there's other stuff, but what radio stations do you listen to? I hear plenty of good facts from, you know, your station and NPR and a little bit on Wart, too. But anyway,
I mass consume
because...
I mass... Thank you. I mass consume right-wing media, 5:50 a.m., 13:10 a.m., 11:30 a.m. I mean, there's these powerhouse radio stations that are talking to big parts of Wisconsin. That's what I listen to. I want to know what they're saying.
Yeah, I do, too. I can take, like, Mark Levin on 13:10 for about 5 minutes at a time sometimes. But anyway, I mainly call to wish you a happy birthday. And to let you know that they're handing out free joints at 1222 Williamson Street, right across from the Willie Street Co-op there, if you can go a couple miles east. And they have pretty good stuff, and you might want to pick up a sample or two. And other than that, they do sell good stuff.
Can you tell me what the name of the place would be that I'd be? I don't want to just walk up on a rando on Willie Street and say you got a loose joint.
Hang on, no. It's right across from the co-op, 1222. It's like there's CBD something.
That's
on the
okay.
door, and they have signs out front.
That's okay.
They have chalkboards out front, right across from Willie Street Co-op, 1222.
Is it free?
And they're open till
free
9
loose
o'clock.
Joints on your birthday
tonight.
Or every day?
Every day. Well, no. Just they're handing out free samples today. I'm a regular customer, but I picked up a free. They're smallish joints, but I mean they're very good quality samples of something they're trying to push, and they sell plenty of nice CBD products as well, and so on and so forth, and beautiful glass pipes and so on. So I would just encourage you to make a stop.
Excellent idea, Kathy. Thank you so much. Crudy, next time you're around, roll through. You'll check it out. We love to support the local businesses.
Well, but we have a cannabis partnership, Don. We have Devil Radio Gummies. You can get them over at the Herbal Aspect. You can buy them online, herbalaspect.com. You don't think I packed a few for the cabin? Of course I did. I'm good. But that is a good tip. Dom, remember when we went to DuPont Circle the morning that Donald Trump got inaugurated?
In D.C.,
January morning when he came out and he said, the American dream is dead. But first, we got in an Uber or cab or something. We went to DuPont Circle in Washington, D.C. We were in town not just for the Trump inauguration, but for that wonderful women's march that happened the very next day. But that day, We go walking up to where apparently they're giving out free joints.
Free
and
joints?
My
what?
Little buddy Dom. Free joint. Well, Dom gets immediately in line. I mean, within a minute or two, I'm just taking a little video, just trying to get the bearings lay of the land. Dom's already coming out. Free joint, yeah! Glorious, no, victorious. He's like, Crudy, why don't you get in line right here and get a free joint? So I step out from the curb and I look down, and Dom has entered in like a break in the line. This line goes on for like four blocks. And Dom has jumped the line and absconded with the first or one of the first 10 or 15 free joints given away in DuPont Circle. And then you didn't have the cojones to smoke it at Trump's inauguration. We stood up. And Dom's like, if anybody else is smoking a joint, I'll smoke one. But, you know, we had senatorial seats. We were there on Ron Johnson's tickets.
We're very
afraid
important.
It would reflect poorly back on Ron.
It was starting to sprinkle. I didn't want to get my joint wet. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. One last segment to wish the old bastard Crudy a happy birthday. Come back with us.
Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
All right, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, you want to wish Crudy a happy birthday, do so right now on the lines. Talk or text 844-967-2789.
Tom, I have been checking the text line. Here's a thoughtful text. Someone sent into WMDX from the 920. Competent leadership is boring, and there aren't many as boring as Biden. Trump is far from boring, and we all know how poor a leader he is. He's good at one thing in leadership category, leading people to hand him money.
He's good at grifter.
Cam just complaining about being stuck in the GD traffic right now in Oshkosh. Well, that happens, man. You know, Dom and crew talk, traffic stops. He questions, can you imagine Fox News if Biden put his name on COVID relief? Didn't Trump have something where he, like, delayed the printing of some checks because he wanted to have
like one of the first rounds of like PPP kind of thing, whatever, some of that the governmental money that came in during the pandemic. I think he put his name on it. I do believe that is accurate.
Tom from New Berlin says, Crudy, you are my hero. There are some other chastising texts. I skipped over those. Here's another one. Lynn from WMDX. I read them, but I'm not reading them aloud on my own birthday. Lynn says, my 401k this year so far has given me $51,000 in returns in 6 months. So I'm thinking, Lynn's buying the drinks tonight?
All right, Lenny.
Well, there's more. There's other thoughtful ones. Here's one. Lynn, I believe, same Lynn, perhaps, the drink buying from later. If I were in the Oconomowoc area, I would absolutely
let me
hold
sure you
come
to the Devil's Advocate debate
money
watch
bags. Yeah, you know, gotta kick a little upstairs to the boss, right?
if you're doing so well, you gotta spread that wealth around.
The phones, man.
All right. Crudy's done reading the text line.
Have the phones. Take the pots.
8-9 Northwards, Terry. You have been the most patient. Welcome, Terry. What do you got?
A couple hey, Terry. Of things, guys. Happy birthday, Mr. Cruz. Crudy. Here's a CBS YouGov poll, June 10th. Likely voters. Battlegrounds, 50. Biden, 49. Trump. Nationally, 50 Trump, 49 Biden. So I didn't think that was too bad of news to start with.
Yeah, certainly within the margin of error, Terry.
Right. Second thing, I'm out for my walk, 2-mile walk along the river, and I meet this young lady as she's walking I'm walking out and she's walking in. Anyway, I get to my car and I see her car parked there, and she's got a little sticker on there that says, "Divorce your Republican husband." I almost waited to congratulate her when she come back to her car. She's 25-ish, something like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I haven't heard, Terry, and thanks for the call, man. I wonder how those Republican dating apps, remember that? That was a thing a while ago. They started doing these really super conservative dating apps. Thank you. Let's keep going.
The right stuff.
Right. The right stuff. Lisa from Middleton, Wisconsin. Welcome, Lisa. Thank you for holding. What do you got for us?
Hey, a couple things.
Hey, Lisa.
First, I want to wish Crudy a happy birthday from Middleton. I wish
Thank
you
that. Thank you.
And then, yes, branding. We have to change the branding. So, you know, the infrastructure law is named the bipartisan infrastructure law. Why not go all out and change it? You know, it is what it is, but we can start calling it the Biden infrastructure law, the bill, Biden. Give him that. And then second, Crudy, you got to go easy on Joe Biden's campaign messaging. I think he's fighting an uphill battle because of the news media. New York Times the other day had a headline that said, "Biden loves to tell tall tales. We cut them down to size." And I literally was like, are you bleeping kidding me? They're covering that and not covering the bazillion
compared
lies
to the other guy.
Yes, I couldn't believe it. So anyway, go easy on him and enjoy celebrating your birthday, and be careful out there. It's kind of stormy.
Not up here, not where I'm at, but yes.
All right, last couple of minutes.
Trump tells
let's
a few fish stories.
Tom from New Berlin, I believe. Is Crudy your hero, Tom? Are you the Tom?
Hero Tom?
Tom, yeah, you're up, Tom. Welcome.
Yeah, you guys are the greatest. You know what's funny is I got you through COVID 4 years ago.
Oh.
And I was like, wow. I see you at Roman Coin.
Yeah, and man.
I think we had things. You know, with Maggie Dawn and stuff.
I remember Tom.
I want to come up with you guys. I want to go up to the debate thing. So I you know, it's going to be so cool because it's like this is democracy in progress, dude.
Absolutely, Tom. That's the way we love it—a political party democracy in progress. So, Devil's Advocates hosting. Well, you know, doing the little show action. CNN's actually hosting. But we will be at the Barrymore Theater. Make sure you check it out. Check out the Devil's Advocates Facebook page. Put a little event up there, the presidential debate watch party at the Barrymore on June 27th. Doors open 6:30. Crudy, Dom, Maggie talking some trash about 7 o'clock. The actual debate starts out around 8 o'clock. Callers, I know we had some that we did not get to. Thank you for hanging out with us. Try again tomorrow. We will continue this conversation. You know, democracy in progress. That's what we do here at the Devil's Advocates. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Happy birthday, Crudy.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks, man.